Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about Fabio Quartararo's comments after his weekend in COTA. Now, speaking after the race, Quartararo said, "We tried a lot of things over this weekend. Even in the main race, I started with a completely unknown bike. We were able to draw some good conclusions from this. Unfortunately, though, I went wide in turn 12 on lap 1. As a result, I lost a few positions. If I'm honest, I expected worse. My pace wasn't good, but the tire wear wasn't as bad as I had previously feared. My mindset is not on the race results, but it's on improving the motorcycle. Of course, it is not easy. I am a winner and I want to win. But we have to take the positives with us. Now, we need new parts from Japan to improve further. Cal will do a test before Jerez. After this, Le Mans, we will train for 2 days in Mugello. This is going to be a busy month for us. The good thing is that we know what we need, because we are missing the same thing in all three races. But this weekend was great because we tried out a lot of different things." Now, for me, I think it's really important what he's saying here. You know, he is being positive, 12 million euros positive. But, you know, at the end of the day, they need time on the track and they need to do it. You know, they were supposed to be running and doing testing alongside Cal Crutchlow, but they will not make it back in time, or the bikes will not make it back in time in order to complete the test. So Crutchlow is going to be in Jerez on his own. So, you know, the test after Jerez on the 29th, you know, will be the factory riders' first time is getting these new updates. Now, we do know there is a new version of the engine. Now, when I say version, I mean a tweak to the engine. I don't believe it is a whole brand new, spanky new engine. But I think it's an engine update, let's just call it. But it is desperately needed for Yamaha. You know, it is a tough situation that they're in. Yes, they are limited, the fact that they have only two bikes on the grid. I don't agree that they should have concessions. But again, at the end of the day, we are where we are. I just hope, for their own sake, that the concessions that they now have, that they use them to the full effect to try and close that gap, because for Yamaha, it's getting to the stage of where it's nearly embarrassing that they're so far behind. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Yamaha so far this season? And what do you think of Quartararo's comments? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.